running back from USA.
Third and 8 for USA, and it's a pitch out to the right to Gettle. He has first down. Now showing his afterburners out across midfield to pass the 35 and finally forced out of bounds. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 36-yard line from the 47 across midfield and move the chains once again for USA.
I don't know if the Ugly Bearcats weren't as high on Connor Gettle as we were, but so far, instead of taking him away and forcing USA to beat them with somebody else, Connor Gettle's beat him early, and that was a great design play, a good pitch by the quarterback to get it to Connor Gettle in stride, and poor Ethan Lemke out there on an island had to do nothing but chase Connor Gettle.
A 17-yard gain for Connor Gettle, and it looks like gets another handoff here. This one will be, in fact, to number 33, Cody Pulaski. He gets out for maybe 2, maybe 3 yards out for a second down, 7 to go from the ugly 34-yard line.
Nathan Partica on that defensive line hauls down the running back Pulaski after just a short gain. Nice recovery by the ugly defense. USA offense looking pretty impressive so far, Clark, on this first drive, trying to counter that touchdown that ugly had right off the get-go.
Second down, 7, and it's a handoff right up the gut. Moves across the 30-yard line on a second effort. Gets down to about the 28-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile, that would be Cody Pulaski once again. And Tyler Jones and Nolan Van Erp on the stop. Brings up a third down and manageable for USA. Third down and 3 from the ugly 27-yard line.
As a wing tee offense, this is where you want to be. Third down and short. This is where your offense and offensive line has the advantage with the snap count. They need to take advantage. We'll see how, if they're able to get the first down, keep an eye on Connor Gettle.
From the 28-yard line, according to the spot, it's a handoff right up the middle again between the tackles. And it looks like they may have the first down just by about a half of a yard. And about that pile, not quite sure, but my guess is Connor Gettle.
Absolutely, it was Connor Gettle from that left side. It's one of those plays in the tee where the quarterback, as soon as he takes the football, his first step isn't back. It's actually to the left, and he dives to the left to try to get it in Gettle's arms so he could go straight ahead just off the guard, and he's able to power his way for that 2.5 yards and got a fresh set of downs for the Patriots.
Now with the 25-yard line of Ubley, the USA Patriots, Landon Zimmer, under center, right to left across your radio. It's a handoff to Gettle, delayed handoff to a third option. Breaks free of this first tackle across the 10 and finally down. Loose ball at the very end of that play, but they're going to say he was down before that ball popped loose all the way from the 25. And he was chased out of bounds by William Spicer coming to the secondary. So from the 25-yard line all the way down to looking like the 7-yard line, an 18-yard gain for the sophomore, already adding up those impressive numbers. He has 52 yards on the night.
Looking very impressive. When he gets to the outside, he's got a lot of speed, and he's got a great cut move. And he made Casey Sweeney go flying right by him as he hit the brakes. And Connor Gettle able to make a little extra out of what didn't look like a lot. And first and goal now for the Patriots.
Zimmer under center, working off the right hash, handoff right of the middle to Pulaski, and this one goes nowhere very fast. Looks like the Ubley defense broke through that line. Big man number 77, Preston Halleck, the defensive tackle for Ubley, breaks up that for a loss of a yard in the play. Actually, according to the spot, they actually gained a yard out there. So Pulaski gets out for 2 yards out to the 5-yard line. Second down in goal to go for the USA Patriots.
Notice Connor Gettle check back in as he got a quick break there on that play. So now that he's back in, it looks like the nose of the ball at the 5-yard line. So USA will use, we know, all 3 plays to try to punch it in. But if you're Ubley, you got to keep an eye on 2 things. You got to keep an eye on Connor Gettle, and we haven't seen Zimmer keep it around the outside yet.
From the 5-yard line, it's a pitch out to Gettle. Ball's on the ground, but Gettle's there to jump on it early. Back at the 9-yard line. So this will be a loss of 4 for the USA Patriots. Connor Gettle will go down as a -4 on that carry. And now it's 3rd and goal, and they're marking him down at the 8. So it's only a loss of 3 on the play, not 4. Third and goal from the 8-yard line for USA. 4:30 left in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Ubley.
Behind the quarterback, Connor Gettle is the far left backer in the wing tee. And on that play, they fake to Pulaski up the middle. And Gettle has to come all the way behind the quarterback to the right side. The first time around, it went for a big gain. This time, Zimmer was behind on the throw. And Gettle is all he could do to cover up the ball.
Trying to go around the right end in the handoff to Connor Gettle goes nowhere fast. And big man 68, Austin Persky, defensive end, stops him in his tracks for no gain on the play. Now Ubley, or USA, faced with a fourth and goal from the 9-yard line.
And remember when Coach Hahn told us technically sound, that pitch play is a risky one. It's a good 8-yard pitch. And that second time around, he hit Connor Gettle on the left-hand side. He was behind him, and the ball hit the ground. And when they lost that 3 or 4 yards, Clark, that's hurt him on this drive. Self-inflicted wounds hurt. Now you run the ball to your best player. Ubley makes a great stand. Now it's 4th down and 8. Obviously, USA, no kickers in this area. USA going to go for it, but it makes it a lot tougher from 8 yards away.
And it's going to pass Landon Zimmer through the middle. Has a man right through the hands of number 13, Matthew Harrison. Incomplete, and the USA stalls out at the Ubley 9-yard line. 3:27 left in the first quarter. So a turnover of downs, and Ubley still leads 8-0.
Ubley survives there. Landon Zimmer had an open receiver, Matthew Harrison, in the end zone. Had a full 2 steps in front of Casey Sweeney right underneath the field goal post. And Zimmer got a little excited and lets it go a little too quickly. Airmails the football. Harrison able to get a fingertip on it, but out of his reach. Zimmer able to get that ball down a little bit. Probably a pretty easy throw and catch for USA, but instead, a turnover of downs. The Bearcat defense does what it does best and puts the ball back in the hands of their offense.
3:27 left in the first quarter. It's still 8-0. Casey Sweeney keeping it for himself, going around the right side. Now he's pulling his best Barry Sanders. Cuts back in, and when all said and done, no gain on the play. Number 4, Chase Suber, comes out of the secondary. He plays corner for USA, comes in, and they mark him down actually for a 1-yard gain. 2nd down, 9 to go from the 10-yard line. Spots a little bit all over the place so far.
Yeah, definitely. It could have been anywhere from the 8 to the 10-yard line, depending on which angle you were looking at. But Casey Sweeney, they thought they could catch him off guard with keeping it around the end. Wasn't able to fool him. Good job over here on the end by Chase Suber, playing defensive back on that same side. Was able to stand his ground, not be fooled. And it's all Casey could do is reverse field and dive ahead for a yard. 2nd and 9 for the Bearcats.
Sweeney under center. 3-man backfield, T formation. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Lemke. Lemke gets across the 10, maybe barely short of the 15-yard line. And he'll be out for a gain of 5 yards on the play. Number 56 on the bottom of that pile, Cade Ryerson. He plays linebacker. 3rd down, 4 yards to go for the Ubley Bearcats.
And Cade Ryerson, a big part of that defense, going to be the leader at the linebacker position, going to have to be a ball hawk for this USA defense. He's able to make the tackle there, but 3rd down and 4 makes it reasonable for the Bearcats. We'll see what Coach Becker and company dials up for the Bearcat offense.
3rd down, 4 yards to go. 1:50 left in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Ubley. They have the ball at their own 15-yard line, and we have another timeout. This one also called by the Ubley Bearcats. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. It's 8-0 Ubley leads. 1:48 left in the first quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard. We have some exciting news. Our wash bay is now open to the public by appointment. Bring your equipment over in the evening, pick it up clean in the morning. Countryside washes trucks, trailers, liquid, dry bulk, dump and van trailers, even RVs. Call us at 989-883-2148 for times and pricing. That's 989-883-2148. Visit Countryside's expanded parts department for all your truck and trailer needs. We're a full Mack dealership. Stop for all your trailer sales and a full line of Mack exclusive parts. We are open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Ubley leading the USA Patriots 8-0. Ubley on offense for the 2nd time tonight. USA's only drive stalled at the 9-yard line of Ubley territory. Ubley, though, facing a third down and short, and they go for the hard count, and they got themselves. It's disco night early here in USA. It's a 5-yard penalty against the Ubley Bearcats. False start, so this pushes them back from a third down and 3 to a third down and 8.
Yeah, those are tough, Clark. Just stuff you don't want to do, especially